From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There is a major buzz on Cape Canaveral, and we're not talking about the sound coming from the dozens of TV trucks that are lined up there. After nearly 2.5 years, NASA is set to launch another space shuttle, and the agency says a glitch today shouldn't stop Discovery from blasting off into orbit tomorrow afternoon, weather permitting. The mission will resupply and repair the International Space Station, but it's also an important symbolic step as NASA's human space program finally returns to the skies. NPR's Richard Harris reports from the Kennedy Space Center.
The excitement building toward launch hit a speed bump late in the day when news spread about a mishap at the launch pad. A plastic cover that was over one of the shuttle's windows slipped free and tumbled about 60 feet. It crunched into some of the shuttle's protective tiles. Stephanie Stilson, who is NASA's vehicle manager for Discovery, broke the news at an impromptu press conference.
We've had an instance where a soft window cover off of Window 7 has fallen off of the vehicle and impacted the leading edge of the left-hand OMS pod. There's a carrier panel there that has tile on it, and so some tile damage has occurred. And we're going in now to see exactly how much damage is there and doing a fit check with a new carrier panel so that we can swap out the one that's there and get it resolved quickly.
Stilson says this sort of thing happens fairly frequently. That's why NASA has a ready supply of spares. But this time it happened in front of hundreds of journalists clamoring to know whether the launch would be delayed. Stilson's confidence in the shuttle was not dampened by the mishap. In fact, in an interview earlier in the day, she explained how she makes a personal judgment that the shuttle is ready to fly.
The way I like to think about it and when I talk to my team about it is, would you be willing to get on Discovery right now and take the ride? And the answer will always come back, yes. And that's the way I feel. If Commander Collins would let me change places with her today, I would do it in a heartbeat and I would be excited to do it.
Of course, nobody on the crew is offering to trade places right now. But a few years ago, Charlie Camarda happily gave up a job on the ground as a NASA engineer when he had a chance to join the astronaut corps. He's one of the 7 on this mission. At a pre-flight news briefing, he said the Columbia accident hasn't shaken his confidence.
I always knew the risks would be high when I entered this job, and they have not changed. And so I don't think it changed my idea of what the risks would be.
Yeah, I agree with you, Charlie. It didn't affect my desire to fly.
Soichi Noguchi, a Japanese astronaut, is about to make his first shuttle flight.
I'm more aware of the risk involved, but I think it is worth the challenge for us to continue the exploration to space.
To fellow astronaut Andy Thomas, the shock of the Columbia disaster was not that hardware failed, it was that human systems broke down so badly. People dismiss problems without really understanding them.
None of us would have anticipated the failure in the system the way it did fail around the circumstances of the Columbia accident. There was the breakdown of communication that was so uncharacteristic of this organization.
The Columbia disaster was, of course, a wake-up call to everyone at NASA. These days, everyone is hyper-vigilant and cautious. That is no doubt one reason it has taken NASA far longer to return to flying than agency officials originally expected. The buzz phrase around NASA is, this will be the safest flight ever. The challenge now will be to institutionalize those improvements so they don't fade again. Shuttle Commander Eileen Collins says that means NASA needs to change its culture.
Improving the culture in any business or any company is a work in progress. One thing about NASA that I am very proud of is that we are constantly trying to make ourselves better. We live in a fishbowl. What we do is out there for the whole world to see. No, we're never going to be perfect. I'll never say that. But I'm proud of the fact that we're really trying hard.
NASA Administrator Michael Griffin said spaceflight has been risky throughout its history.
We in the United States have lost 3 crews. Russia has lost 2. It's a dangerous business. It will be for the foreseeable future. I think every launch is a tribute to all those who have chosen to risk their lives for the benefit of this nation's progress in space exploration.
If all goes as planned, that quest will take its next small step tomorrow with the launch of the space shuttle Discovery. Richard Harris, NPR News at the Kennedy Space Center.
You can read a chronicle of America's 4 decades in space and learn about how NASA decides when to launch its missions at our website, npr.org.